Podcast. Today, your host is me, and today is a special guest. We have.
I'm Todd Robert Anderson.
Yes, we know. We'll have the description on the bottom.
What's the name of the show?
My turn! All right, I asked the questions here,
Mr. What's your name? I'm sorry. My people did not give me all the information.
Look it up! Starting! Man, your voice is so annoying.
Oh my. Alright. Wow, this is
fine.
Out of the gate.
Do you really want to know my name? My name is Get Off My Finger Looking Case. Next! First question! Do you like to...
You are very grumpy and gruff and rude.
You know what?
I came all this way to do your show and you're acting this way. It's horrible.
Well, I'm paying you, so get off my case.
Alright.
First question. Do you like to play, what is it? It's like that really long word, sports. Do you like to play sports? If so, what sports?
I like jogging and bicycle riding. Are those sports?
Those are sports for lazy people who don't like to think about what they're doing.
Wow, I don't know. I have to think about what I'm doing while I'm jogging. If I don't think about what I'm doing, I'll jog into something or into someone.
Yes, I'm sure you jog into something or someone every time. Alright, next question. Where do you live?
I live in...
That's nice! Next question. Can you write down all of your personal information and codes to your money? Here are the possibility answers. Yes? Definitely. Or no way am I not going to. What's your answer?
Did Republican President Trump's people design that particular multiple choice answer? Because that's the sort of thing. Do you approve of Donald Trump or do you only kind of approve of Donald Trump? That's the sort of thing they would put on one of their little surveys.
Well, I'm not going to say I didn't get the idea from Donald Trump. I did get the idea of if you want people to ignore everything bad you say, paint yourself orange. That's one of the ideas I got. The other day, in Halloween, that's why I wore an orange as a costume. Because I thought maybe people will ignore if I said ridiculous evil things. They'd ignore me, you know. Whatever.
Wow.
Alright, what's next?
What is next? Do you...
Whatever.
Do you... Is there an interview portion, or is it just... Will this just be a long list of insults and stuff?
Is that a multiple choice question? Or... Yeah, never mind. The next question is going to be written down as a multiple choice question. Here goes. By the way, don't read it out loud.
Okay.
Here you go.
All right, I won't read it out loud. All right. Let's see. So this will be interesting for the listener because I won't be reading this out loud.
Yeah.
I won't read, do you pee in your pants when you get scared? A, yes. B, definitely yes. C, of course. D, always. E, all of the above. So I did not read that out. I won't. You don't want me to read that out loud, right?
Yeah, don't.
All right. I find this question difficult. And
you're avoiding the question.
And it kind of, to be frank, irritating. It's an irritating question.
You're here. You answer A, B, C, or D. There are like five different answers, like seven. Just choose which one.
Seven. There's only five answers.
Shut up. Choose.
Five possible answers.
Yeah, I don't care. Just please.
But I don't ever pee in my pants when I get scared.
Is that, which one is? Just pick an answer.
I pee in my pants for completely different reasons.
Just pick an answer. A, B, C, D, or E. Or whatever goes up.
I'm gonna pass. I pass.
I'll take that as a all of the above. All right. Now is my favorite question. Do you like how alert and awake I was the entire? Oh gosh! Oh, no.
Did you?
Sorry.
Just fall asleep?
Sorry. Just kidding. I'm not sorry. Next question: how much did this hurt on a scale of 1 to 10?
This interview?
No. How much did this hurt?
What?
That. How much did that hurt?
I barely felt it, so I'd say a 0. You all right? Do you need a lozenge?
Why does everyone keep thinking I need a lozenge?
What are your qualifications for having a radio show? What's your background?
What's a qualification?
Oh, boy. All right.
Excuse me.
Uh-huh. What happened?
Excuse me. Sorry. Oh, shoot, my dead butt. I mean the,
Your dead butt?
The, cats must have knocked over something.
Your dead butt?
Yeah, no, stop.
You have a dead butt?
No.
Is it, like, discolored on your backside? Is that how you know it's dead?
No, it's
like
not.
A dead tooth? It's just all blackened?
No.
Grayed?
You see, it's... Sure, as long as you don't think it's a dead body, I mean, it's a cat. It's definitely a cat. Anyway, I need
a
to
cat?
Go, a cat.
A I cat?
To, yeah.
What's a cat? What are you talking about?
How do you not know what a cat is?
I know what a cat is. What are you using the cat as an excuse? You almost sounded like you were...
No, the cat knocked something over. I need to, pick up what my dog knocked over. BSD. I mean, RBB. I don't know. Be back soon. Well, I'm back.
Great.
Are you sweating?
No.
Whatever. Second to last question. The most evil and horrific question. I'm sorry to do this. What is your favorite color?
Green.
Oh, cool. Mine's yellow. Why do you like green so much?
Because green is the color of life.
Ah. All right. That's weird. Green. Yeah, I should have picked black or red, you know. I like red because it reminds me of the sunset. And I like black because it reminds me of rainbows.
Of rainbows.
Next, all right.
That doesn't make any sense.
All right, sorry.
You're
sorry,
not
sorry.
Making any sense.
I'm sorry. I'm really enjoying this.
Are you all right? Do you want to... Maybe you should lie down.
Sorry, I got bitten by an alien before I feel something in my stomach. Anyway, this last question should be real easy. Man, I just made up a word. I call it copyright. You're not allowed to take that word. Got it?
Got it.
All right. Anyway, this will win you $10,000 if you get it right.
Mm-hmm.
Where...
Mm-hmm.
Do
mm-hmm.
cashews come from?
The nut? Cashew shrubs.
Wrong!
They pick them right out of the shrubs.
Wrong. Cashews actually come from fruit. Look it up, you dumbass!
Oh my god. Wow. Oh wow.
Okay. Looks like you don't get your money. Or your freedom. I'm afraid that today you might never make another podcast again. Also, donations are welcome. Please like and subscribe to my channel. I'm sorry. Well, I think that's the end.
That's the whole show?
Yeah.
Cool.
Do you want to go longer or?
It's your show.
That's true. All right, I have a couple more questions before I kill you. I mean, hug you in my basement.
Before you kill me?
I meant to say hug you.
In your basement?
Hug you. Before you leave, I call my front yard my basement because it feels like it belongs to me. Yes.
Your front yard?
Yeah, yeah.
Is like a basement?
No, I just call it my basement. Whatever, let's move on.
It's weird to call your yard a basement. That's really weird.
Well, I do. It's not dodging a question or anything. If you had do you have a pet? And if you had a pet, what would you name it?
If I had a pet, what would I name it? If I had a pet, I would name my pet.
Wait, what type of pet? And then the name thing.
I would like to have a marmot, a pet marmot, and I'd like to call my pet marmot, let's call my pet marmot Pumpkinhead.
Well, that's stupid!
What do you mean?
I'd have a pet Godzilla, and I'd name it Wreck Your House, because it would wreck your house. Get it? It's a pun!
Don't worry.
It's a pun! Alright.
Jeez, I really think you should go to a doctor.
A doctor. Too much paperwork, you know. If I fill out paperwork, they might find my secret that I Columba. Yeah, that's
so
what
now you're
people
just,
say when they fall, you know.
No one has ever said that.
I fell in my chair. I Columba. I fell in my chair.
Nobody's ever said I Columba for any reason.
Yeah, I fell in my chair. People say I Columba.
No, the only person who's ever said that is you and now me, because I was repeating what you said.
That's not true. A teacher assistant who's Spanish used to say all the time, I Columba.
Columba or Carumba?
I don't know.
I Carumba.
I Carumba.
Is probably what you're thinking about. I don't know what I Columba.
All right, whatever. So, let's move on to a more movie type talk.
Oh, a movie? Are we going to do a year in review? Since it's the end of the year, is that what will you do on your show? I wanted to follow up about your not liking to do paperwork because you're afraid they'll find you.
Yeah, I never said they find me. It's all right if they find me, and they can come into my house unarmed, and I can bring them to my, I can hug them, and then I'll tell them the truth, and then they'll walk away. All right, I won't kill
It's them. Just odd that you won't do paperwork, but yet you have a radio show.
Listen, dude, do you want to die? I mean, accidentally lose your lungs because you speak too much loudly?
Am I in danger being here?
Yes! No, of course not. Of course not. I'm not crossing my fingers behind my back. Of course not.
Sure looks like you are. No, you know there's literally a giant mirror behind you. And
I'm hugging the chair.
I can see your hands in the mirror.
I'm hugging the chair.
Oh, now that was smart.
Yeah.
You really covered well there by taking your hands from behind the chair and just putting them behind you. Now I have no idea what's going on back there. What a holy terror.
All right, so...
A holy terror!
So, I know you probably think I'm scary. Do you want to know something that's even scarier than me? You'd much rather me than it.
What?
The new Star Wars movie.
The new Star Wars movie is scary?
Well, it's scary how boring it is.
I thought you didn't like The Last Jedi? A lot of people like it a lot.
Yeah, I don't.
Why didn't you like it?
Parts of it. I like the way it looks. But I felt the storyline went on a bit too long.
I hear that.
It was such, it might have been fun for, an hour of nonsense and, space battles and whatnot, but it went on for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Which is a bit too long for that type of movie. I liked the Rogue One. I thought that was my favorite so far. for sure.
Rogue One? Yeah. I thought you thought... You were saying off mic that you thought Rogue One was kind of boring.
I never talked to you about that.
All right. Well, that's okay. You're allowed to change your opinions.
Yeah.
On further thought.
Yeah.
People do it all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes you like a movie when you see it, and then you think about it, and you're like, right. Oh, hey, I didn't like that
people
movie.
People can change their opinions.
Yeah.
How can I change your opinion of thinking that I'm suspicious?
I think that ship has sailed, my friend.
But opinions change. You just said that.
Yeah, my opinion of your creepiness is not going to change. You're a weirdo.
I'm not a weirdo.
You sure drink water with exuberance. Are you going to snarf? You look like you're going to snarf. Yeah, don't choke on the water. I don't want to have to give you the Heimlich for water. So is the show going to keep going, or?
Yes, it's going to keep going.
Okay.
Ugh, you're so annoying. He actually blocked up my mouth with tape, and now he was just pretending that he didn't.
That is hashtag fake news.
I am not lying. I am not lying. I am
your
not
crossed. Your fingers are crossed again.
Yeah, well, you're lying. Yeah, don't trust him. I mean, yeah, don't trust me. I meant, no, don't trust him. Always trust him and not me. I mean, always trust me and not him.
You have this weird habit of saying, like, the truth when you're trying to lie, and then you say a lie right after.
Hey, shut up!
Like that thing about hugging people in your front yard basement. That was weird.
Alright, well, let's talk about your explosive diarrhea problem. I see you all the time.
You see me?
Like you walk and you just...
You see me have diarrhea on the street as I walk?
Yeah.
I think you have me confused with somebody else.
Oh, yeah, it's Trump.
I don't get street diarrhea.
That's Trump.
Trump gets street diarrhea? I feel like there'd be more reporting on that.
Yeah. He's good at covering stuff up. Sure. Or, yeah. Whatever.
Imagine if you're the president and you're walking down the street having explosive diarrhea. That would be hard to cover up.
Yes. Ooh, rat!
Did you just eat a rat?
Not the whole one. I still have the head left.
No, I don't want any rat.
You sure?
Yeah. You sure are a weird old timer.
It's all right. I know you're really enjoying this.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you are, because we have another 10 hours. I hope you enjoy the show.
A 10-hour podcast?
Yeah.
Is this like a pledge drive or something? Or are we...
Well, let's see. So
why
there's
is it so
like
long?
Another 3 hours of, you know, asking questions and stuff. 2 hours of making fun of you and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Another, like, 4 hours, we've already had, like, an hour, and then another, like, 4 hours of, getting screams. I mean,
what?
Of,
getting screams?
Instructions of how to hug people. Yeah.
Instructions on how to hug people?
Yes, so here's how you do it. So you go up to a person, you put your arms out at equal length on either side of you. Alright, you both have to touch your stomachs together, and then take both your hands and connect them in the middle, and then hold them tight like that. And that's how you hug someone.
Okay.
I think that was about 3 hours. 4 hours.
4 hours?
Yeah.
We've been going for 4 hours?
No. That instruction thing took 4 hours.
Oh, I see.
All right, let's see. What other movies are there? I haven't actually seen Wonder. How is it?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen Wonder?
No.
How could you? How could anyone not have seen Wonder?
You just said you didn't see Wonder.
Oh. Yeah, I take back what I said now. All right.
I keep trying to see Wonder and then accidentally see something else. Like, I went to see Wonder and wound up seeing Wonder Wheel. I didn't like that. And then I went to try to go again, and I wound up seeing Wonder Woman, which was pretty good.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that, you know.
Yeah. A lot of...
So
a lot of wonder in the movies this year.
I have a very important question.
Uh-huh.
Why are you screaming all of a sudden?
What?
Are you... I'm the deaf old man here.
What? All right, go. Tell me.
The other day, you know, I had a short heart attack, and for some reason I lost a little bit of my hearing. I just wanted to tell you guys that, like, every time I have a heart attack, it's really weird. I just, like, get hard of hearing for a little bit. I don't know. And it was just like...
You really need to go to a doctor.
Shut up! Paperwork, remember?
Yeah, paperwork.
Jerk.
Oh my gosh.
What'd you say?
I said, oh my gosh.
Who's paying who? Who's paying who? Oh, I'm not paying. Am I paying him? Am I paying? No? No? Am I paying you? Yes?
Who are you talking
to? Well, you're fired.
Oh. Sorry.
That was Joe. He's the cameraman.
Why do you have a cameraman on an audio show?
No, it's not for the audio show. It's if anyone wants to look up at I'm Not Real, This Isn't Actually Real.org, or it's www.imnotrealthisisn'tactuallyreal.org, you can actually see the video of me and you not talking. Or we are talking. And it's definitely not fake, and I'm definitely not crossing my fingers. Next!
So not only do you have a radio show...
Bye, Joe!
But you videotape it? As well, and yet you won't fill out paperwork because you don't want people to find you.
I never said I didn't want them to find me. It's fine if they find me. I just can't let them find the secret compartment in my rainbow sparkle brain, because there's like this compartment full of magicalness that I don't want them to know about because it's full of secret magic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you want to talk about movies more?
That's right. So, let's see. On a scale of 1 to 10, how did you like Star Wars?
4.
4. Why 4? No.
I thought it was too long and not very exciting.
It's not 1, though. So.
But, like you, I did enjoy the space battles. There were fun action scenes, but I didn't really care about any of the characters, I gotta be honest with you.
I miss the old Star Wars ones. I mean, not like the newer old ones, like the ones that came after the old ones.
Yeah.
But
The more mediocre and lousy Star Wars movies they make, the more critical I become of the originals.
What do you mean?
Well, they've spawned so much that's not great.
It's true.
So maybe the Star Wars movies aren't great.
Well.
Maybe. I don't know.
That's something for you stupid Star Wars fans. Thank God.
You really have no interest in maintaining any kind of audience.
So you know what, you Star Wars fans? You can just get out. And you know what, you Harry Potter fans? You can go with them. Actually, no, I take that back. I love you, Harry Potter. Come on. Keep watching. Don't. You probably all turned it off, didn't you? You turned it off. All right, I need to drink my medicine water.
Okay.
Oh, it's out.
Oh, well. Are we going to wrap up the show? And maybe I can get out of here alive? You just fell out of your chair.
I had a mini heart attack. It's all right.
Maybe there's a doctor that will see you without paperwork.
Next question.
Why don't you just pay cash?
What's your favorite shape?
My favorite? You should pay cash to the doctor. That way you won't have to fill out paperwork.
What's your favorite shape?
My favorite shape?
Just answer.
Circle.
Just tell me it.
Circle.
I can't hear you. I just had a heart attack that made me hard of hearing. What is your favorite shape?
All right, I'll make it in the air. That's my favorite shape. See?
I'm also blind.
You went blind too. Oh boy. I don't know how to tell you because you can't hear and you can't see.
Oh, that's all right. I'm sorry.
Oh, you can't.
Hey, why
hear.
Are you touching the mouse?
Huh?
What? Huh? What?
I wasn't.
Stop touching the mouse. I'm blind here.
How do you know I'm touching the mouse?
Well, listen, dude. I'm deaf. All right, that's why I can't hear anything or see anything.
So, how did you know I was touching the mouse?
Well, the way I knew I was touching the mouse is because I'm deaf and blind, but I was able to touch the table and feel the waves of, feeling. Yeah. It's also how I understood what you were saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
All right, whatever. I think this is just about a wrap. I'm gonna go kill this guy and my hug this guy in my basement front yard. Alright. Alright. This was Bob and
Todd.
Alright. Good night. Bye.
Am I in danger now that the recording's over?
Yes. Is this thing off or what? Turn it off.
I don't want to. I don't want to die.
Just turn it off.
I don't want to
You'll
die.
Be fine. You'll be fine. I swear.
I don't want to get hugged in your basement, you weirdo.
Fine. I won't hug you in the basement. I'll do it in the attic. And it won't hug you, I swear. I don't even have a basement. I have an attic, and I have a knife. I mean, a pillow.
All right, I'm going to make a run for it. No!